Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Before we get started, just do me a favor. As soon as we're done with our call, get on Mike's schedule next week, okay?
Yeah, I went on there to schedule, and then I think a lot of his stuff was booked up, so I didn't. I'm on, as soon as we get off the phone, I'm gonna do that.
So it's no, I'm glad that you got on the schedule. That's perfect. You got on my schedule, exactly what you need to do. But just so that you ensure you can catch up with him next week, that would be great.
Right. Okay.
Awesome. So, what was the last recording you listened to at this stage of the game?
I'm on the third week modules
No. Nice.
on the acceptance.
Okay. And you've been practicing it, right?
Right.
All right. So how's that been going?
I'll be honest, it's been really good. It's been
I like that.
I mean
Usually when I hear I'll be real honest, it's always followed by it's been bad. So this is good.
no, I mean it I don't like I said I don't know. It's just been a the about the last week's just been, going been a lot better, been like, as I'm, working on everything, it just seems like it's been able to definitely been able to take it and, apply some of the stuff I've learned so far. And, it's really, I think it, like I said, to me, it really seems to, I'm seeing some positive things going on. So that's good. So.
Okay, tell me what you've been noticing in terms of
Well,
in results.
Well, like, the acceptance, just talking about acceptance, being able to, I was noticing the other day, I was kind of feeling a little, anxious about something. I was like, hold on. I was like, I'm feeling it. It's good. I'm okay. And then it just kind of went away, And so, and it's kind of crazy because, I know this sound, it might sound crazy, but like, I don't know. I've had a, in the past, over the past several years, just had like, issues with, whether it be driving sometimes or going into like a store by myself. So like this week alone, heck, honestly, I've been in several stores and just I
Good.
find myself in there and I'm like, dang on, this, I'm like, uh-oh,
Yeah.
hang on. Then I had to catch myself because I'm like, uh-oh, what's going to happen? When going to hit me, or something. So, that's good. And then, I got approached to one thing. I know, like in the cost, I want to try to be get more active, be more involved in my kids' activities. So I've been able to do that a little more, Like I
Excellent.
said, I definitely not. I'm not one of those people that's just like, hey, I just, everything's great. But it really has. I really have seen some improvement just in my, I guess just going back to the turn, the state of being, being able to kind of, apply what I've learned so far and just, being more aware of it. So that's, hey, that's been, I'm seeing it, you know what I mean? I'm starting to see it, and so it's starting to, some of this stuff's starting to make a little sense. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Good job. Those are great results. What you want to do is you don't want to look for results, but you want to notice them for sure because
Right,
you're doing the
right.
work, right? And you know, as
Right.
you say, that it's a law. So the more consistently you do the work, the law has to take hold and start giving you a different result. What
Right.
sometimes people do is they don't acknowledge those results because they're waiting for the big results, whatever that
Right.
may be in their opinion. But it's the internal changes. It's the fact that you notice, wow, the change in behavior. You're in the stores. The
Right,
change
right.
in actions. You're spending more time with your kids. You're more involved with your kids. The change in, subtle changes in how you feel, the change in perspective, having more
Right.
insights. These are all major. There are no, big or small results. They're all results. And they're
Right,
results
right.
of you applying the work. So it's also a very good reminder that if you want more results, all you have to do is do the work more.
Right. That's
just
right.
Just do it as consistently
right.
as possible. So congratulations. That's awesome. Let's do a little practice with acceptance again, just to make sure you're really airtight with it.
Okay.
You've got a really solid foundation, because this week is all about that expansion and expanding the consistency that you're accepting.
Right.
So let's do some practice together. Just listen. Identify the first listen for the first thought or feeling. Identify the state of being. Go ahead, and you can do that in your head, and then accept it out loud by saying, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And then immediately go and listen for the next. So let's cycle through that several times just to make sure you're really solid with it, okay?
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
So the first, as I hang on, I'm trying to do this where I'm not. I know I'm not.
I know.
But
no worries.
I accept that I'm overwhelmed right now, and that's okay.
All right. So let's get something really clear. So it's always I accept I'm experiencing.
Okay.
It's not I accept I'm feeling, thinking, or I'm overwhelmed.
Okay.
It's I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is why we're doing this. Get everything really solidified. So
right,
keep going.
Right.
Doing great.
I accept that I'm feeling some frustration, and it's okay.
All right. Let's get this phrase really down. So do you have pen and paper with you?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So let's write it down, and then you can just drop the state of being in. So I accept.
All right. I accept.
I'm experiencing.
Okay.
And then the blank you'll just drop in the state of being.
Right.
Right now, it's okay. And let me just take a second to explain why it's so important you do the phrase exactly as is, okay? When you say, I accept, every time you say, I accept, it doesn't matter what the state of being is. Every time you say, I accept, you are consciously choosing to manifest acceptance. This is your conscious power, all right? So when you say, I accept, you've just chosen to manifest acceptance. And that's what you want to do as much as possible, because you want acceptance to manifest in your world. So that's the decision. So you say, I accept, I'm experiencing. And the reason why it's experiencing is because it's a reminder that you are the experience, you're choosing a state of being. That state of being creates your thoughts and feelings, words, actions, and reality. So we don't want to accept feelings. We want to accept the state of being that created the feelings.
Right.
Okay, so it's always experiencing.
Okay.
So I accept I'm experiencing blank the state of being. The state of being is always a noun. It's, you know, it's a state of being of happiness, not I accept I'm feeling happy. Okay. It's a state of being of anger. It's not I accept I'm feeling angry. It's I accept I'm experiencing anger right now. So the state of being is always a noun. It's the cause.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
And then right now is really important because it's the reminder that, hey, this can change in the next moment, especially since I'm choosing acceptance. You're never locked into an experience, ever. All right? And then it's okay. Never drop it's okay. Because that's what ties it right back to what acceptance is. It's okay. I'm okay. All right? Everything is okay. That's what acceptance is. That's what acceptance is going to manifest for you. It's pure freedom. In pure freedom, everything has to be okay. That's the importance of the phrase. You don't want to add to it. You don't want to detract from it. So it's never I accept I'm feeling a little bit of frustration. It's always, I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay.
Got you.
Beautiful. All right, so let's keep practicing and just, you know, keep your eyes open and just drop in the state of being so that you can get the phrase really down pat.
Okay. I accept that I'm experiencing worry right now. It's okay.
Beautiful. Keep going. So just when I hear silence that long, it indicates me that you're thinking. You're trying to think, right?
I'm thinking too. Yeah, right.
You want to grab the first thought. If you're 10 thoughts deep, you're not being aware.
Right.
Awareness is listening and grabbing that thought or feeling.
Right.
Okay? So just take a moment and just listen. Grab the first thought or feeling. And then go ahead and identify the state of being. And if you don't know what the state of being is, just say, hey, Doreen, I don't know what I'm experiencing. And then we can talk about that. But just listen. Don't look for. If you're seeking, you're in a state of being of need.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right. Right.
Mentally
tired.
You can say fatigue.
Yeah, fatigue.
I accept I'm experiencing fatigue right now. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I accept that I'm experiencing fatigue and right now, and it's okay.
Beautiful. Keep going. That's okay. What thoughts are you having?
Trying to figure out. I'm just trying to, you know. I guess that's something that I probably have in, you know, like I know on the modules, you know, this week, especially, you know, he talked about, you know, the spending, you know, 30 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
You know, in acceptance. And for me, I'll just be honest, it's, you know, I've been trying to do it, but, you know, and like, I'm good. Like, I'll get a couple of them right off the bat. But
yeah.
Then it's almost, I think that's what I'm doing after talking to you. I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking, like, I'm just like trying to come up with stuff, you know. And I mean, it's
right.
And not that I don't have it. You know, have things, but it's just I think that sometimes I'm, you know, it's almost like I'm digging for it. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't know. If I sit there long enough, I guess that's what I'm doing. I'm just thinking, you know, and then
right.
It's almost like I run out of things, but I know that I'm not out of things. But so
right.
What's the best way to? Deal
with
that.
Keep it simple. Yeah. You're absolutely right. If you weren't experiencing a state of being, you'd be dead.
Right.
Because you're always experiencing something, and it's always a state of being, and it's manifesting as everything else in your life. So your job is to get really good at awareness, listening. So like I said, you listen to catch the first thought or feeling you notice. It's a noticing. It's not a seeking.
Right.
Okay? It's not I need to get this right. It's noticing the first thought. So maybe the first thought is, Jesus, I have no thoughts. Okay. All right. Perfect. That's a thought, though, right?
Right.
Having the thought, I have no thoughts, is a thought. Now, let's keep it simple, though. All right. So if you have the thought, you know, I have no thoughts, what you want to do is if you don't know what state of being created that thought, you have, like, you kind of know what you're feeling, but you don't. You kind of know what it is, but you're not sure. check in with how you're feeling. So if you have the thought, I have no thoughts, you check with how you're feeling and you feel resistance, and you know what resistance feels like versus acceptance, then you just, I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. You may also have no thoughts and check in with how you're feeling, and you might be experiencing acceptance or calm or peace. Well, then you accept that. So when you're not sure, you've listened, you've heard, but you're not sure how to label it, it's check in with your feelings. If you feel okay, then accept acceptance. If you don't feel okay, accept resistance. So that's okay. That's one thing you want to do.
So
the
you
other
can.
Thing, yeah, go ahead.
So you can. So when you're doing this, you know, you don't have to feel just the states of resistance. You can.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to accept all states of being.
Well, that, I guess that, so if you're experiencing, say, excitement, you know.
Yeah.
And so you would do the same thing. I accept I'm experiencing excitement, and that's okay? Is that?
Right now, it's okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Here's the only caveat, Justin. It's got to be what you're currently experiencing. So it's not, I accept I'm experiencing excitement when you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, I accept I'm experiencing resistance when you're experiencing excitement. You just get really good at identifying your current state of being and being honest about what it is.
Okay. See, I guess that's what I've been doing. I've been looking at the
sheet.
And I look at that and I say, okay, so in my mind, I'm focusing more on the, you know, that, hey, I'm feeling, you know, or I'm experiencing anxiety, or I'm, you know, whatever. But I really hadn't been implementing the, you know, the states of acceptance. You know, the, like I said,
yeah.
The, I guess.
Yeah. If you're experiencing excitement, it's excitement. If you're experiencing hatred, it's hatred. Doesn't matter. Just accept it.
Right.
Because remember, Justin, it's in the choosing of acceptance. That's what's creating for you next. So it doesn't matter what your current state of being is. It matters that you're choosing acceptance. So that current state of being could be anything. Just be honest about what it is in the moment, but make it about accepting. Make sense?
Right.
Good. Now, the other thing you might run into as well is you have no clue what your state of being is. Just accept you're experiencing confusion. That's your state of being in that moment. And you say, I don't know, it's confusion.
Okay.
So just accept confusion and then listen for the next thought or feeling. Okay? This is not about wordsmithing your and getting the perfect state of being. This is about being able to be aware by listening, identify your current state of being as best to your ability in that moment, and then choosing acceptance.
Right. Okay.
And then going back and listening for the next one. That's the consistency part. Consistency is critical because without consistency, nothing really changes.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
And then the other thing that can happen too, Justin, and it probably has happened to you, you might say, I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. And your next thought is, no, it's not.
Right?
I don't want to experience it. Don't miss that opportunity to accept that you're experiencing resistance. Right?
Okay.
Because that's your next thought. So when you say, I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now, it's okay. Your next thought is, no, it's not. Okay. What state of being created that? Resistance. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay.
Right.
And you keep accepting. You keep accepting. You keep accepting. Make sense?
Right.
All right. Let's do a little more practice. You're asking some good questions here.
Okay. I'm asking, is understanding, is that one?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So I experience that, I accept that I'm experiencing, under, guess that's how you'd say it,
yeah.
Our state of mind, whatever, experience, understanding right now, and it's okay.
You got it. Beautiful. Keep going.
I mean, and I experience, I accept that I'm experiencing happiness right now, and that's okay.
Great. Keep going. Good job.
I accept that I'm experiencing I guess this is what, relaxation? Relaxation, is that how you, and that's
you
okay,
it.
And it's okay?
Right now it's okay, perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
I accept that I'm experiencing confidence right now, and it's okay.
Beautiful. Great job. Okay, Justin. So, again, you want to sit and do this for a half hour. You want to become a master at this. Because the more you do it uninterrupted, the more you're going to get better at it, and the more you're going to do it throughout the day consistently.
Right.
So set an alarm, and do not get up until that alarm goes off. Is your mind going to wander? Yes, it is. When you notice it does, bring it right back to the awareness. Right?
Right.
Are you going to experience boredom and frustration and annoyance and impatience? Probably, because you're sitting there for a half an hour listening and accepting. But it's so critical to your success and for you to get even more results. So please do it. Sit, set the alarm, and don't get up until it goes off. And then just sit and accept for that half hour. Now, the clock on acceptance doesn't start when you sit and do your half hour. It's all day. So the clock starts as soon as you're aware you're awake. What you want to do from now on is instead of having a conversation in your head and just thinking, you want to accept through the thinking. All right?
Okay.
So
right.
You wake up and the first thought is, oh, my God, I got so much to do today. You don't let that go by. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay. But what if I don't get it done? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. Well, I can't wait to have lunch with so-and-so. I accept I'm experiencing excitement right now. It's okay. All these thoughts that are flying through our head, we want to be accepting through those thoughts from now on.
Okay.
Because here's the reality, Justin. If you just let those thoughts go, you're unconsciously choosing the same state of being that created the thoughts in the first place. So if it's overwhelm, you're unconsciously choosing overwhelm. Conversely, if it's excitement, you're unconsciously choosing excitement. But let's be honest, you wouldn't be in this program if you weren't predominantly unconsciously choosing resistance.
Right.
Okay? So acceptance starts as soon as you're aware you're awake. And this is what week four is all about. You're going to be doing the half hour, so you get really, really proficient at this. You become a master at it. But then you're going to do it all day. So all those moments throughout the day, when your brain isn't engaged in an activity that needs its full attention, which, let's be honest, that's 95% of the day,
right.
You need to be accepting through this thinking. You need to be accepting through your feelings. It's
okay.
In the consistency of the acceptance that the acceptance expands.
Right. Okay.
So,
that makes sense. I guess I was I misunderstood and was, I was just looking for the, like when I go in my thoughts, I'm kind of, well, first of all, I start thinking too hard. I know that. And then the other side of that is, I wasn't including the, the acceptance. I was just focusing on the resistance, and so makes sense. That'll help out a lot, being able to do that.
Yeah. Accept every state of being. Cause again, it's the choosing of the acceptance. That's the power. So, and let's be honest, Justin, you're just, week three, you're just getting going here. So, at least you were able to practice it enough to start to experience some of it, and now you're just going to really expand that. But pay attention. If all of a sudden you experience a lot of anxiety, just remember your job is not to get rid of it. Your job is to accept through it. Accept
right.
through it. Accept through it. Keep accepting through it. Even when the mind says, I just got to get rid of it. I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. No matter what your thoughts or feeling are, you just keep accepting.
Okay.
All right. So this week is all about expanding it. So, you know, what percentage, and again, you just started, so I'm not looking
right.
for a high percentage here. What percentage of the day at this stage do you think you're actually doing acceptance, actually saying, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay?
Well, I've been, like, in the morning times, you know, I've been doing the 30 minutes. Well,
great.
When my mind's not, I'm just going to be honest, when my mind's not wandering. You know, so it has been a little difficult to keep it, you know, and then throughout the day, I wouldn't say, I mean, I wouldn't lie and say that I've been doing it like, say, 30 minutes after lunch. But, I mean, I have been trying to, you know, of course, again, I've been focusing on the resistance, you know, and so I really hadn't been focusing on the, you know, the positive thing, so, or the acceptance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've just, but I have, you know, caught myself. Like I said, this is Thursday. I listened to recordings on Tuesday. So, you know,
yeah.
It's really, this is only really day two, like you said. So, but I have, you know, I have been kind of throughout the day some, and like, you know, even today, you know, I was doing something kind of this mid morning and, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was experiencing some definite frustration. And so, but I was able to kind of realize that, you know, and just kind of, you know, in my words, I guess it would be something different, but you know, accepting it, and then I just kind of was, like I said, I was able to roll it off and just kind of move on. And,
yeah.
I don't know, it just seemed like it, you know, definitely helped, you know. So I'm seeing little things like that, you know, that's helping. So,
yeah, they're not little things, they're results.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, I know I've still got plenty of work to do, and I've still got to. But now that I understand, you know, that I can incorporate the other, you know, I'll try to make sure I'm doing that as well. So I'm not just focusing on the resistance, you know. So.
Right. So let's get you up to 55% of the day you're actually engaged in accepting your state of being.
Okay.
If you're experiencing overwhelm with that statement, just accept it. So look for all those times, and make it easy, Justin. Look for all those times when you're in your head thinking, when you're pumping gas, when you're driving your car, you know, turn off the radio, just do acceptance. When you're, you know, doing the dishes, just do acceptance. When you're laying in bed as soon as you wake up, do acceptance. When you're in the shower, do acceptance. When you're getting your clothes on, do acceptance. All these times during the day we're in our head thinking, engaged in activities that don't need our full attention, you want to be accepting through the thinking and the feeling in those moments as much as possible.
Okay.
As you get better at that, you'll get to 70%. You'll be able to do acceptance when you're in conversations with people.
Okay.
All right. But look for the easy times, all those moments when you're on your own in your head thinking, or you're you know, feeling something or something comes up, just accept. This week is all about getting really, really good at acceptance.
Okay.
Now that you've got a solid foothold in it. So congratulations on you know, even getting a good start.
Right.
You know, now you've got the phrase down. You're going to continue to get that phrase down. Make sure it's as accurate as we've practiced it. And then look for all those times during the day. Be aggressively aware of your state of being at all times. Listen to your thoughts, your feelings, the words that come out of your mouth, and use them to identify your state of being so that you can accept.
Okay.
Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's a lot of sense. I mean, it helps out, you know, definitely explains that a lot better. So.
Good. All right, my friend. So you'll schedule with Mike as soon as we hang up, get that done. And then reach out with any questions, okay?
All right. That'll work. Sounds good.
All right. You have a great day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. You too.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.